Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. It's Wednesday the 13th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. And joining you, getting you through this day is, of course, the Flintstress.
More adjectives. That's an adverb.
Because you can actually hear it this time.
Yay.
I've been told my audio skills kind of suck, so I'm trying to fix that.
Aww.
But I've got it flying high right now, and I am Billy Flynn.
Your game is way on, baby.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome. It's the halfway point of the week. It's all downhill from here.
It's hump day.
Okay. Let's pause the show. If you've been behaving yourself at work all week, today you can start to slack off a bit because the boss is not going to notice. I promise you that. Wednesday, of course, means we'll be taking a look inside the log box and checking your geekified news. It's all coming up today. But what happened today?
Well, on this day in 1854, the accordion was patented by Anthony Faas.
Oh.
It's F-A-A-S, best guess on pronunciation.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, dude. 1906, the first advertisement for a radio, a Telemico, selling for $7.50, appeared in Scientific American. It claimed to receive signals up to 1 mile.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
In 1910, the first public radio broadcast, Lee DeForest, inventor of the electron tube, arranged the world's first radio broadcast to the public.
Aw. 1920, a New York Times editorial reported that rockets can never fly. So you know how well that worked.
In 1930, the Mickey Mouse comic strip first appeared.
Oh, gosh. 1942, Henry Ford patented a method of constructing plastic auto bodies. He called them auto body bots.
Boo.
Oh, sorry.
In 1957, the Wham-O Company developed the first Fribby.
In 1967, the Rolling Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, but were forced to change the lyrics of Let's Spend the Night Together to Let's Spend Some Time Together to be able to perform it on the air.
In 1979, the YMCA filed a libel suit against the Village People for their YMCA single. The suit was later dropped.
Well, yeah, because you're just linked intrinsically.
You just gotta get over it.
1994, Tanya Harding's bodyguards Sean Eckhart and Derek Smith were arrested and charged with the conspiracy of the attack on skater Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Sorry. That's what she sounded like.
Yeah.
Okay. Birthdays?
Well, we have William Hung. Oh, God. Best known. He's 27. Shebang. Maybe we can just forget him and he won't be on lists anymore.
That's what I remember most from American Idol. Orlando Bloom is 33. Sure, he was in Lord of the Rings, but he was also in two really crappy Pirates of the Caribbean movies and one really good one.
Okay. There well, Nicole Eggert is 38. She's Jamie from
Charles in Charge of Our Days. Okay, Patrick Dempsey is 44. Sure, you know him as what's-his-face from Grey's Anatomy, but we know him from Can't Buy Me Love, all right? Thank you.
Trace Atkins, country singer for you for belt buckles out there. He's 48.
Julie Louis Dreyfus is 49. Elaine Bennis on Seinfeld and many, many, many other things. Many.
That's all I had.
Really? Janet Hubert Witten is 55. Vivian Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How did I miss that?
No idea. Jay McInerney is also 55, author of Bright Lights, Big City.
I do see another one.
Okay.
Richard Mall, 67. He was Bull on Night Court.
Yes. Rip Taylor is 76. You know him. Throwing confetti. It's fabulous. It's awesome. This also would have been the birthday of Charles Nelson Reilly, just a gifted, gifted performer whom we will greatly miss.
If I had a time machine, I would go back in time and be on a match game in the
70s.
Absolutely.
That would be crazy fun. Robert Stack, also born in 1919, Unsolved Mysteries, The Untouchables, and Fantastic in Basketball, which might be on TV tonight, but I doubt it.
It's not on CBS.
No?
They bring us our usual lineup of The New Adventures of Old Christine, Gary Unmarried, Criminal Minds, and CSI New York.
Over on ABC, they've got a rerun of Modern Family, a new episode of The Middle, a new episode of Modern Family, a new episode of Cougar Town, and a new episode of Ugly Betty. Because we'll just put whatever's available on.
Sure. NBC brings us Mercy.
Mercy. Sorry.
Law and Order, SVU, and While It Lasts, The Jay Leno Show.
Yeah, tonight on Fox, William Hung is not on American Idol. Afterwards, Our Little Genius is on. Yay.
Yay. The CW brings us One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl, both reruns, and
sure.
Then TMZ.
AMC tonight's got a Predator followed by Aliens. So the original of one with the sequel of the other. Okay, sure.
Aliens versus Predator, that would be awesome.
See?
Bravo brings us their terrible new reality show, Launch My Line, is on today.
Do it, do it! Country Music Television showing us Days of Thunder, in which Tom Cruise really tries to convince us he's still not gay.
Wow.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
FX has The Transporter.
Okay.
Jason Statham, followed by a new Nip Tuck.
Absolutely. Discovery Channel tonight, it's that Solving History with Ollie Reed, the thing where he goes out looking for stuff. Tonight, Ark of the Covenant. He's going to go look for the Ark of the Covenant.
Indiana Jones already did it. It's in that warehouse.
That's true. Maybe he's going to the warehouse. That would be fantastic.
FMC brings us The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes' Smarter Brother.
Yes.
Made in 1975.
That's a funny, funny movie. It's a funny movie.
Followed really by another funny movie, The Commitments.
That is a damn fine film. I love that movie, and I've seen them in concert, and I believe so have you. So have you.
I have.
Turner Classic Movie Show and The Way We Were, VH1's got Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Awesome.
And if we're watching anything tonight, it's going to be on the Chiller Network because a film student investigates the murder of his sexy neighbor's mother. Tonight, Elio Hermano and Chiara Conti answer the question, do you like Hitchcock? Yeah, but Hancock, not quite so much.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Yes, indeed it is. Got a piece of mail here today. Dear GRD Nation, F the Ravens, right in the fan base. Love, Sam the Mena. P.S. Welcome back, kids. There you go. That's Sam the Mena checking in, showing you the type of
what
class
happened?
And quality that, Patriots fans apparently display whenever their pretty boys don't win. Oh, goodness.
The Ravens just played great. I mean, get over it.
Yeah, Sam. Hey,
there's maybe always next year. That's the cry of the Redskins fan.
And the cry of people that forget to sign their name to trivia contests.
Oh.
So if you'd like to drop a piece of mail, please, why don't you do that and send it over to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce and Flinsters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Wednesday, of course, means we've got to take a peek inside the long box, and your geekified news is coming up this Wednesday, January the 13th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor Podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Is that better? That way everybody can enjoy? Is
exactly.
That happy? Okay, fantastic. Hi! Welcome back. It's Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, January the 13th. I'm just not going to let that go.
There's nothing scary about the January.
There's
Wednesday
nothing
the
scary
13th.
About Friday the 13th either, but, you know, people like to get a little freaky and, you know, or Patriots fans.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, indeed. Lots of serious books available today at your friendly local neighborhood comic shops, including...
Well, I started with Boom Studios.
Well, shouldn't we all?
They bring us Anchor number 4, Cars number 0. Die Hard Year 1, number 4.
Oh, they're finally wrapping that up?
And Incredibles, number 4. Yeah,
okay.
Sounds good.
Sure. Dark Horse has got Aliens vs. Predator 3, World War, number 1 of 6. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, number 31. Written by Joss Whedon. This one is in between the storyline that just wrapped up and where it's going next. So there you go. And it has a very funny cover.
DC Comics. Can't even talk today.
Okay.
Has Action Comics, number 885. Adventure Comics, number 6. Adventure Comics, number 509. Okay. Batgirl, number 6. Let's see what else. Catwoman, number 83. All of their, you know, usual heroes are around. Green Arrow, Black Canary, 28. This one's interesting. What's Magog?
Magog is the guy that... it's from Kingdom Come, and now he's got his own series, and it doesn't make any sense, but
it
was a really cool story.
You can explain it to me later, but it looks kind
of
cool.
Okay. Devil's Due Publishing has Barack the Barbarian, number 4, so that's wrapping up. Jericho, season 3, number 2 of 6, so that'll be done soon, too. Over at IDW Publishing, Angel number 28, Army of Two number 1, based on the video game that isn't as good as people want me to believe it is, Doctor Who Ongoing number 7, and Star Trek Captain's Log Sulu number 1. Haha, Captain, uh-huh. Would you like me to hail the Klingon, sir?
I bet you would.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Marvel Comics. Okay, brings us the Amazing Spider-Man number 617. That's a lot of time to be a comic. 600,
yeah.
Black Panther 2.
Electric Boogaloo,
number 12.
Nice.
Black Widow, Deadly Origin, number 3 of 4. Marvel's Projects.
Yeah.
Project 5 of 8. Is that where they go to the project?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. And so where all the kids are playing their ghetto games, according to Michael Frente, they're opening up all the hydrants and playing out in the road.
And lots of other good things. Superhero Squad, number 1. Sword, S-W-O-R-D. What does that even stand for? Something like S.H.I.E.L.D. really long?
Sentinel Worlds. It really is. Spider-Man and the Secret Wars, number 2 of 4, is out today. X-Men Forever, number 15.
Sounds like a boy band.
X-Men Forever, gonna do it right! X-Men Origin Cyclops is out, but if we're getting anything today, it's from Udon Entertainment, because Ninja Baseball Kuyami Volume 2, well, damn it, that's out today, and I don't think you can stop it if you tried.
No way.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So John Malkovich was going to be in Spider-Man 4. He was going to be the Vulture. He was telling people that. And then, oh, there's no Spider-Man 4. Sorry about that. So John Malkovich now is signed to star opposite Bruce Willis in Red, that Summit's all-star adaptation of the Wildstorm DC Comics miniseries being directed by Robert Schwinke? Never heard of him before in my life. It's the tale of a retired Black Ops agent, Bruce Willis, who must contend with younger, more high-tech assassins who show up to kill him. I don't know what that has to do with John Malkovich.
He's probably a badass assassin.
He's not younger, though.
No.
You know, he gets to be in a comic book anyway. He's a retired CIA agent, and he's paranoid everyone's out to kill him and joins Bruce Willis to shoot people. So that sounds fun.
That does sound pretty fun. Cool story that I found in Science News. They've discovered an animal that can manufacture photosynthesis compound chlorophyll. Okay? It's a sea slug, Elslia chlorotica. It feeds on algae by sucking out the innards of the filaments. Doesn't that sound kind of gross?
Yeah.
The slug takes in these algal organelles for photosynthesis.
Algae.
Yeah. Wow, I really can't talk.
That's okay.
And then it can actually produce chlorophyll.
English teachers don't need to be able to talk.
Funny.
Okay.
Okay. But what is actually pretty cool is it's shaped like a leaf, and they're saying it's kind of a fusion of a plant and an animal. I mean, it has mostly properties of an animal, but it's starting to adapt properties of a plant, and this is somewhat unheard of.
So it's a plantimal.
A plantimal.
Nice.
Or a plantimal.
It doesn't work that way. So Robert Downey Jr. dropping out of Cowboys and Aliens, the film that was going to team him back up with Jon Favreau, since they haven't worked together since Iron Man 2.
Right.
But the reason why is because, well, Sherlock Holmes is getting a sequel, and it needs to go ahead and move, and that's going to be right about the same time they were going to go for Cowboys and Aliens, so he's dropping out of that and going to be doing that. So I say this fills a void that Nathan Fillion can step in and pull. Cowboys and Aliens?
Absolutely. Come on,
absolutely, that could happen. You know it could.
So have you ever looked at the Netflix list where it says, like, what people in your area are renting?
Yeah, and the people near us, somebody, I think, I don't remember, was it on Facebook? I think might have said, I'd like to move out of the Tyler Perry neighborhood and move to the neighborhood where they're watching Caligula. And I kind of feel that same way.
Right. Well, that actually comes from this story. They're talking about this where they're showing in the New York Times an interactive map of Netflix queues covering 100 frequently rented titles from 2009. So everything from like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button all the way to less rented titles like Happy Go Lucky and Adventureland. And so you can slide or step through various movie titles and see how popular the title is in 12 metro areas. You know, the big ones, New York, Boston, Chicago, Washington, in the Bay Area, all of these things, and you get a geographic breakdown by zip code within each metro area.
Okay.
And so it's kind of neat, so you can see what the people in your area, and you can see like different areas of the country, what they're interested in.
And generally it's going to be Tyler Perry, unfortunately. So DC Comics announcing what's going to be following up Blackest Night. Blackest Night, the big, crazy, huge event that that's been going on at DC, that's been covering everything and has zombies coming back and just killing people. Grant Morrison's just a crazy, crazy man. So what comes after the darkest part of the night?
What?
Well, the brightest day. If it's blackest night, brightest day. It's Green Lantern. Think
about it, Greg.
So a 26-issue bi-weekly series debuting in April, written by Jeff Johns and Peter Tomasi, is going to tie in with Green Lantern, Green Lantern Corps, kick off with issue zero. But wait, there's more. Brightest Day isn't just a single book like Blackest Night. It's an event that happens across the entire DC universe, affecting a number of titles. Whoa, 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 indeed. Who the hell is calling this early in the morning?
I really don't know.
Somebody that wants to give us the update, I suppose, on Blackest Night. Well, it's updated. It's easy. It's Brightest Day. No. Yes, Brightest Day. It's coming our way, and the Teen Titans will get back all their regular villains. And I really hate my day job sometimes because I know that's exactly who it is. So I'll tell you what, I got to go get that.
I'm not wearing any pants.
And I got to push the wrong damn button yet again. Wow, I'm going to get the hang of this eventually. Just not today. Not today. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review while you're there. Sing, dance, do the instant jig. You'll have a damn fine time. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. And hey, since you're listening, why not send in a piece of mail? You can do that by sending a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Brewster, Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Now, boys, the network has a problem with some of your lyrics. Would you mind changing them for the show?
Forget you, clown. Hey, our lyrics are like our children, man. No way.
Well, okay. But hear what you say. What I got, you gotta get and put it in you. How about just, what I'd like is I'd like to hug and kiss you.
Wow. That's much better.